Speed Up Windows 10, Tips for a Faster PC by Lincoln Spector on August 23rd in PC World. Your Windows PC too slow? Here are 9 speed tips to give your PC a performance boost without spending a dime. Your computer is slow, annoyingly slow. You can add RAM or buy a faster SSD, but that costs money. No, the first thing you should do is try to make Windows faster. Thus, we present 9 ways to speed up your Windows 10 PC without spending a dime. Be warned, there's always a trade-off. More speed may mean less battery life or giving up a beloved program. You'll have to decide what sacrifices you're willing to make in order to increase Windows speed. Last spring, I bought a Lenovo IdeaPad MIIX310 as a second, smaller PC. I found it so slow, it was painful. I used that machine for researching this article. The MIIX still isn't fast, but it's a lot faster. 1. Give it the reboot. If your PC is behaving horribly slow, try rebooting. Yes, it's an obvious solution, but people tend to forget the obvious. The sleep or hibernate setting will save power, but only a full reboot clears out the cobwebs in Windows' brain and gives it a fresh start. Do it every day if the PC is really slow. 2. Turn on high performance. Windows assumes that you want an energy-efficient computer, but you can trade electricity for speed. Use this tip only if you're willing to increase your electric bill and decrease your battery performance. Right-click on the Start button, and in the resulting menu, select Power Options. In the resulting Control Panel window, pull down the Show Additional Plans option, select High Performance. 3. Undo some appearance options. Windows works hard to make the screen easy on the eyes. If your PC is underpowered, you may want to sacrifice the aesthetics and gain some speed. Right-click Start and select System. In the resulting Control Panel window's left pane, select Advanced System Settings. This brings up the System Properties dialog box, already on the Advanced tab. Click the Settings buttons in the Performance box, the first of the 3 settings buttons on this tab. This brings up another dialog box. You can uncheck some of the options or simply select Adjust for best performance. 4. Remove unneeded auto loaders. A whole lot of programs want to load automatically every time you boot. Each one slows down the boot process, and some continue to slow down Windows afterwards. These are not all bad. Your antivirus program should load when you boot and keep running as long as your PC is on. Other programs that need to run in the background to work, such as OneDrive, should also auto-load. But some programs, even good ones that you use frequently, don't really need to run all the time. You don't want to uninstall those, but you may want to stop them from auto-loading. To see how bad the situation is, right-click the taskbar and select Task Manager. Click the Startup tab. If you don't see any tabs at the top of the window, click More Details in the lower left corner. The Startup tab will show you all the auto-loading programs. As you examine the list, think about what programs don't really need to keep running at all times. To stop one program from loading automatically, right-click its entry on the Startup tab and select Disable. If you don't recognize the name of an autoloader, right-click on it and select Search Online to help you find more information. 5. Stop hog processes. Your computer may be running a poorly written process that's hogging a lot of resources. To find out, right-click the taskbar and select Task Manager. Once again, if you don't see any tabs at the top of the window, click More Details. On the Processes tab, click the CPU column header to sort by processor usage. The top items will be the ones hogging the CPU. If the top processes are all using 0%, the processes are sorted in the wrong direction. Click the column header again. Don't assume that the top process is necessarily a hog. Some big applications are worth the CPU cycles. One way to manage these programs is to close them when you're done with them. Another is to switch to a smaller program. If the hog is Windows driver foundation, see this Windows Club article, http://www.thewindowsclub.com/windows-driver-foundation-framework-using-high-cpu-memory. You can close a process from inside Task Manager. Select the process and click the End Task button and confirm your decision, but this should be avoided. When you're done, click the Memory Column header and repeat. 6. Turn off search indexing. When you search for a word across all the files in your documents library, the results come up almost immediately. That's wonderful, but it comes at a price. When you're not searching, the indexing needed to create those fast searches slows you down. To turn off all indexing, 1. Open Windows Explorer, right-click on your C:\ drive, and select Properties. On the General tab, uncheck Allow files on this drive to have context indexed in addition to file properties. 3. In the resulting warning box, select Apply Changes to C:\Subfolders and Files. Windows may take some time turning off the indexing. Get up, take a walk. It's good for you. There's another option that will let you turn off some indexing, but not all of it. Type indexing in the Cortana field, select Indexing Options, click the Modify button near the lower left side of the resulting dialog box. This brings up another dialog box with two sections, and yes, it's confusing. Start in the bottom section of the dialog box, Summary of Selected Locations, click any of these options and it changes the contents of the top section, Change Selected Options. Unchecking items in that top section will start indexing in those specific locations. 7. Turn off Windows Tips. Windows 10 occasionally gives you tips about how you can better use the operating system. The problem is that, in order to see what tips you need, it keeps an eye on how you're using your PC. Yes, that sounds worrying from a privacy issue, but it also slows down your PC. Turn it off. Click Start. Go to Settings, select System, then select Notification and Actions in the left pane. At the bottom of the Notification section, turn off Get Tips, Tricks, and Suggestions as you use Windows. You might also want to explore the other notification options and turn some of them off as well. I don't think any of the others slow down the PC, but they can get annoying. 8. Clean your internal drive. If your internal storage is almost full, whether it's a hard drive or an SSD, that could be slowing you down. But if your drive has plenty of free room, skip this section. Start with Windows Own Disk Cleanup Tool. In the Cortana field, type Disk and select Disk Cleanup. Wait while Disk Cleanup examines your drive. Click the Cleanup System Files button. This time you'll need an administrator password. Then wait again for another examination. Examine the options. If you find one called Previous Windows Installations, you're in luck. By checking it and clicking OK, you'll free up a lot of space. You can check other items to get rid of them as well. Something else you might want to consider, uninstall programs you no longer use. 9. Check for malware. I doubt an infection is intentionally slowing down your PC. There's no illegal profits from that, plus it's a surefire way to trigger a victim's suspicions. But some malicious code could be slowing down your PC, even if that wasn't the criminal's intention. So if you're suspicious, read Eric Geifer and Josh Norum's guide on how to remove malware from your Windows PC. If after performing these tips your PC still feels sluggish, it might be time to upgrade your hardware. Start here with PC World's recommendations of killer but shockingly cheap PC upgrades.